Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Programme for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our programme is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning and welcome to the program. Today's theme will be gender and race. And I'm going to begin with a segment on women. The first quote is from Benjamin Creme from his book Maitreya's Mission, Volume 2. The coming age is the age in which the mother principle will come into its own. The age of Maitreya is the age of Tara, the world mother. The mother nourishes the child, nourishes the family, and the female principle nourishes the civilization. For that reason alone, the female principle must be given its full expression. That means that all women must have full and equal human rights with men. Full participation is the future aim of all countries. Only in this way can every human being grow to his or her full potential, participating in decision-making and action to transform the world through a change of consciousness. And I just realised all these quotes on the subject of women are from Benjamin Creme. This next one is also from Maitreya's Mission Volume 2 in the form of a question and answer. Why do people discriminate? Why do men feel superior to women? Why do some races feel superior to others? Why do some social classes feel superior to other ones? The answer lies in the sense of separation, the great heresy which so enthralls humanity. It is for this reason that Maitreya says in his message number 11, firstly, men must see themselves as brothers, sons of the one father. This is essential if they would progress one step nearer the Godhead. And this is another question and answer, this time from the book The Reappearance of the Christ and the Masters of Wisdom. Will women's liberation recognise the Christ when he manifests? No doubt some of them will. Women's liberation is a manifestation of a very specific and serious hierarchical intention. It is absolutely necessary that humanity realises that the male and female are in polarity. Energetically, both are necessary on the planet, not the domination of one by the other. The women's liberation movement is hierarchically inspired. It is, at the moment, slightly off-key due to it being led at present by women who have a somewhat neurotic hatred of men, forgetting that they themselves have been men over and over again throughout their incarnational experience. This, by the way, was written in 1976. And so perhaps understandably, they blame men entirely for their difficulties and their lack of freedom. But the lack of freedom of women in the world is real, very real indeed, and must give way to full equal rights. And another question and answer from the same book. I find it interesting that there has been a definite raising of consciousness in women in the last few years. The women's movement has really got underway. It has developed in a big way. And women are changing tremendously. Also, women tend to be more sensitive than men. They always have been, you know, they have more intuition and so on. And logically, it seems to me that it is quite possible the Christ could come in a female body. In Benjamin Creme's reply, it might seem to follow. Womankind through the ages has not accepted totally its energetic role, which is the fault of women and the fault of humanity in general. What is needed is a balance of the male and female energies on the physical plane through the release of the female potential you mentioned. The female role is the nourishing of civilization. This is behind the whole female principle. The female, the mother, representing the matter aspect, is the nourisher of the planet, the nourisher of mankind and all the kingdoms in nature. The male aspect brings in the creative, stimulating energy. The result of the fusion of the two is the Christ, which is man, or the Christ principle. This principle, the female aspect nourishes. To do this properly, women have to come into their own. They have to release their full potential as human beings, and so make a balance between the matter aspect and the spirit aspect on this planet. I'm talking in terms of energy. And when this takes place, you will have masters in female bodies. This next quote is from the book The Ageless Wisdom Teaching, which, by the way, is free to download. The masters take a male body at this time to anchor powerfully in the world the energy with which they are so strongly endowed, the male or spirit aspect, to relate to the much greater matter aspect as it manifests in the world today. This is to do with the point in evolution reached by this planet. In about 350 to 400 years, this will change, and then masters will come in female bodies until there is a balance between masters in male bodies and masters in female bodies. It has nothing to do with any kind of bias against women or the female aspect. On the contrary, the masters are the stimulus behind the women's liberation movement. They see it as essential that women take their full place and total equality with men in this new age, the age, as it will become known, of the Tara, the mother. The age of Maitreya is the age in which the mother aspect manifests. The female is the mother, the nourishing aspect. It nourishes the child, the family, the civilization. Nations are also male or female, and nations which are female may become the seat of a civilization. And so it is essential that women play their full part with equal status in the life of humanity. In the West, this is becoming very largely a fact, but in large areas in the East, this is sadly very far from being the case. Women are often seen as little more than chattels. A great change has to take place. That is why the women's liberation movement was inspired by the masters. And so I'm going to move on now to the sub-theme of race or ethnicity. And I'm going to start this segment with an article by Benjamin Creme's master, titled Man's Essential Brotherhood. For untold ages, man has wandered the earth for sustenance, gain, security, and peace. As tribes and even nations, he has crisscrossed the planet over and over again, fighting with and intermarrying with a long succession of disparate peoples. The result of this endless wandering is the one humanity today. No matter the differences in colour, religion, tradition, and language, all men are descendants of common ancestors and have evolved by the same means to their present state. That this present state undoubtedly favours some groups over others is the result of many historical factors and not of any innate difference in intelligence or adaptability. Throughout history, groups have risen to prominence for a longer or shorter time, only to sink back into obscurity again, leaving their creativity to remind later generations of their presence. All of this being true, it is essential for modern humanity to see itself as one, and the differences in appearance, the result of relatively recent climatic conditions, together with the different ray influences which have manifested regularly through the emerging racial types. Humanity is still evolving in consciousness together as one. Advancing together, each race and sub-race adds some new quality to the whole. The process of repeated incarnations ensures that gradually each individual inherits the new knowledge and awareness of the epic. If men truly understood the complexity and beauty of this process, gone forever would be the dislike and distrust, the racism of today. Men would realize that, in truth, they are brothers, journeying together on a seemingly endless voyage of self-discovery. When we, your elder brothers, work more openly, you will find that this truth is central in our understanding of man's nature and relationship. The human family is the nourishing base of our lives. In it, we learn to cooperate and thus create together, fashioning the rich tapestry of our shared identity. How then can men come to this essential understanding? We, the Brotherhood, will demonstrate this relationship in all we do, and men will come to see themselves thus as brothers all. Sharing will bring men to this happy pass and will glorify them in their new demonstration of truth. So shall it be. Then will men conquer the heights of achievement, sharing their knowledge and experience. Gone forever will be the false barriers which men have erected to keep at a distance their brothers, realizing them at last as themselves. Here's a brief quote from Benjamin Creme. Mankind itself is beginning to sense itself as one. In this coming time, it will be one. It is our next step forward in evolution. Brotherhood isn't simply an ideal which we might or might not have. It is a fact in nature. Only, we haven't manifested it yet. In this coming time, it is our destiny, the will of God, to manifest this fact. All the activity and guidance of the hierarchy will be bent towards this end. This can only come through right relationship. And the next quotes are all quite short in nature. This one is from Maitreya. The reality of global interdependence will become an established fact in our awareness. And as it does so, the fact that all men are brothers will be increasingly translated into structures and practical programs of action that reflect this reality. Nations can and will experience brotherhood, common goals and common aspirations. And this is from Benjamin Creme's master. More and more, men will understand that despite the differences in colour, race and religion, men and women everywhere are one, that they require the same justice and freedom which some believe is theirs alone by right. Maitreya will emphasise the utter necessity for peace and that the complete renunciation of war can only be achieved by trust. Sharing alone, Maitreya will affirm, can engender that trust. That's from an article titled The People Awaken. And here's a question and answer from Benjamin Creme's book, The Awakening of Humanity. And this is another book that can be downloaded for free from the Share International website. Question: as the new age starts, what simple changes can we make? Implement sharing, create justice and therefore peace. Create right human relations and therefore create unity and synthesis, which is the key to the age of Aquarius. Realize that we are all one, brothers and sisters of one human society. All apparent differences are of no importance. Whatever nationality or color, these are not important. We have all probably had lives in different races, colors, and nationalities. If you're Dutch now, who knows, you may be Chinese, African, or Romanian in your next life. So make friends with them now. And here's a short quote again from Benjamin Creme's master from an article titled The Dream of Brotherhood. Under the inspiration and guidance of Maitreya and his group of masters, men will find an increasing ability to make the right decisions, to act correctly in relation to the plan. This will lead inevitably to a growing sense of brotherhood, to an understanding that only as men move forward together can they move at all. And this is a brief quote from a relatively recent message from Maitreya. It was given in 2008. Raise your voices, tell the world your needs, your need for peace, your need for justice and freedom, the need for all people to live in harmony, no matter the religion, the colour, the race. All men, essentially, are one. They are my brothers, and I love each one. My blessing of love flows to you all. Until soon, my friends. And as we have still a minute or two left, I'll read another quote. In fact, this is the bulk of a message from Maitreya, message number 11. I'm emerging soon, but first I would point the way into the new direction which man, if he would survive, must take. Firstly, men must see themselves as brothers, sons of the one father. This is essential if they would progress one step nearer the Godhead. Throughout the world, there are men, women, and little children who have not even the essentials to stay alive. They crowd the cities of many of the poorest countries in the world. This crime fills me with shame. My brothers, how can you watch these people die before your eyes and call yourselves men? My plan is to save these, my little ones, from certain starvation and needless death. My plan is to show you that the way out of your problems is to listen again to the true voice of God within your hearts, to share the produce of this most bountiful of worlds among your brothers and sisters everywhere. I need your help. I call on you to aid me in my task. How can I stand aside and watch the slaughter, watch my little ones die? No, my friends, this cannot be. Therefore, I am come quickly among you once more to show you the way, point the path. But the success of my mission depends on you. You must make the choice whether you share and learn to live peacefully as true men or perish utterly. My heart tells me your answer, your choice, and is glad. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's theme of gender and race. If you'd like more information, check out the Share International website. The URL is share-international.org. You'll find there a section listing the various books by Benjamin Creme, from which most of these programs are based. Four of those books, as I've mentioned in this program, are downloadable for free. If you'd otherwise like to get in contact with us, the email address is sharenz@yahoo.com. Wishing you all a lovely week.